Father Donal O'Sullivan was an Irish priest who served as a World War I chaplain to the 7th Brigade and who was killed in the first week of the Battle of the Somme on the 5th of July 1916 while ministering to the wounded. He was 26 years of age and he had been ordained just 2 years earlier. Father O'Sullivan was killed by a shell which exploded beside him as he was giving the last rites to a wounded soldier. Father Donal's family had gifted him a chalice on the occasion of his ordination. After he died, his chalice was sent home to his family in Ireland. They kept the chalice in the hope that they might pass it on should a new vocation to priesthood arise within the family. When this did not happen, it was passed to the Office for the Year of Priests, and then subsequently to St. Joseph's Young Priest Society, into the care of Father Rory O'Donnell, a priest of the Diocese of Kildare-Loughlin. In June of this year, Father Rory was part of a special centenary pilgrimage to sites significant to the Battle of the Somme. The pilgrimage was led by the Catholic and Church of Ireland Archbishops of Armagh and included young people from both traditions. Father Rory brought the chalice with him on the pilgrimage in the hope that he might get the chance to bring it back to Father Donal O'Sullivan and to share a moment of prayer 100 years after his death. I was lucky enough to be part of the pilgrimage which began in Glasnevin Cemetery in Dublin at the new memorial wall and which continued on to France and Belgium. Over a very intense 3 days, we visited countless graveyards and saw the scale of the loss of life beneath the thousands of white crosses and gravestones. We laid a peace wreath as part of the Menin Gate last post ceremony and spent time at the Irish Peace Park in Messines where together we recited the peace pledge. We visited preserved trenches and had a chance to walk the fields, which were lush and green and full of dancing poppies, but which would have been the front line of the battles 100 years ago. We visited the site of the Christmas Truce, where a simple wooden cross marks the spot where a series of widespread but unofficial ceasefires took place along the Western Front of World War I around Christmas 1914. In that week leading up to the holiday, French, German and British soldiers crossed trenches to exchange seasonal greetings and talk. Finding and visiting the grave of Father Donal O'Sullivan was not on our official itinerary, but we made time and our guide found it for us. Father O'Sullivan is buried in the cemetery at Bousincourt in the Valley of the Somme, and on Thursday the 23rd of June this year, our centenary pilgrimage group stood at his graveside to pay our respects. One of the most moving parts of the entire pilgrimage was watching Father Rory place the chalice on the grave of the young priest it was gifted to exactly 100 years ago. It's hard to describe the enormity of the emotions which we all felt in that moment. As we stood there together in prayer and then in silence, I noticed one or two people wiping away a tear from their eye. I may have wiped one away from mine. Some of the young men and women on pilgrimage with us were the same age as so many of the young men who had fallen in the Battle of the Somme. This fact was not lost on them as they stood at Father Donal's grave. The sun shone down on the green fields of France and Belgium during our pilgrimage. There was a warm summer breeze which made the red poppies dance in the fields. Being at Father Donal's grave, paying our respects there and at so many of the other sites, walking along the rows and rows of pristine white crosses really brought home the futility of war, the waste of life, and the sacrifices made by so many. In Flanders fields the poppies blow, beneath the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky, the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up your quarrel with the foe, to you from failing hands we throw the torch, be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields. Lord, this Christmas time, make us all channels of your peace.